This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store of Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. The Harbor Beach Fire Department responded to a medical emergency involving a competitor in the Bayview Mackinac race early Sunday morning. At approximately 1 a.m. on Sunday, July 19th, emergency crews were dispatched after a sailor reportedly suffered a back injury when the racing sailboat struck a wave on Lake Huron. The vessel made its way closer to shore, where Harbor Beach firefighters assisted in transferring the injured sailor to Eastern Huron ambulance personnel. The individual was then transported to Harbor Beach Hospital for evaluation and treatment. No additional information on the sailor's condition has been released. And the Huron County Election Commission has cleared the way for potential recall elections against three county commissioners. In a hearing held, the commission, consisting of probate judge Julian Ferris, treasurer Cheryl Yon, and clerk Lori Neal, certified the language for recall petitions targeting commissioners Sam Corey, Scott Moss, and John Hunt. All three recall efforts are rooted in a single legislative action. The commissioners, July 2025, voted in favor of Resolution 2585, which authorized 15,000 acres for solar energy facilities across 15 county-zoned townships. District 1, the petition against Commissioner Sammy Corey, filed by Travis Albrecht, was approved, for the commission deemed the language clear and factual. Corey, who attended the hearing, stated he would not appeal the decision, emphasizing his commitment to listening to constituents. District 3, the petition against Commissioner Scott Moss, sponsored by Maggie Egnick, faced minor scrutiny regarding the specific designation of the petitioner's residence. The commission ultimately ruled the language sufficient, noting that both the city and township of Caseville fall within his district. And in District 5, the petition against Commissioner John Hunt, filed by Steve Gusa, was also approved. Commissioner Hunt addressed the commission, acknowledging the vote and stating he would not appeal, leaving the decision to the voters of his district. With the language now certified, the recall sponsors have until August 1st to file any appeals. Should the process move forward, sponsors must secure the required number of signatures to place the recall questions on either the November ballot or a special election in May. The hearing concluded with public comment from residents who voiced ongoing frustrations regarding county zoning policies and the composition of the Planning Commission. And Michigan lawmakers are pressing Canada for answers as wildfire smoke continues to affect air quality across the Great Lakes region. House Oversight Committee Chair Jade Boyer of Clay Township has invited Canadian Ambassador Mark Wiseman to testify before the committee about Canada's wildfire prevention and forest management efforts. DeBoyer says recurring wildfire smoke has disrupted daily life, impacted public health, hurt tourism, and affected local economies across Michigan. The request follows another week of heavy smoke drifting south from hundreds of active wildfires in Canada. Smoke from fires in Ontario reduced air quality across the Upper Peninsula and northern Lower Michigan, with some residents reporting ash falling from the sky. The issue is also drawing attention in Washington. Four members of Michigan's congressional delegation recently sent a letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney calling for stronger action to address the conditions contributing to recurring wildfires. President Donald Trump also criticized Candace handling of the fire, saying the smoke has affected air quality across the United States. The administration also announced new 50% tariffs on certain Canadian imports, including automobiles, alcohol, and cheese. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
The sun's out, and that means the sale is on at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save up to 25% on love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, recliners, sofas, lift chairs, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Looking for those finishing touches? Good news! You can save up to 30% off on accessories and 30% off end tables, too. Ashley and Bad Axe also has a wide selection of window blinds that can be made to fit any size of window. And flooring so you can truly refresh your space from the ground up. And if you've been holding off on new furniture because you live in an active household, wait no more. The Nuvella collection is here. Nuvella Performance Fabric is exclusive to Ashley, washable, and is resistant to stains and fading. And you can make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. Just ask us how. Stop waiting and start saving during the Ashley Summer Sales event at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Maddox, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
You're invited for a free All-Star Country Concert Wednesday, August 12th at the Grandstands during the Huron Community Fair, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank. This is RC Wise from Bayport State Bank. There is limited seating, so get to the Grandstands early for best seating. The All-Star Country Music Concert features three different country bands, Waylon Hannell, Chase Murphy and the Backroads Band, and my good buddy, Randy Smeglinski. They will be lighting up the stage at 7 p.m. and play through 9:30 p.m., rain or shine, on Wednesday, August 12th. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank's 130th year of serving our Huron County community. If you don't bank with Bayport State Bank yet, stop into one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring and find out what real hometown banking is all about. So stop by the Huron Community Fair on Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. for the free All-Star Country Music Concert at the Grandstands, brought to you in part by Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. In a high-stakes legislative session on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives has voted to approve a major defense authorization amendment that renames the Department of Defense back to the historical Department of War. Lawmakers pushed the controversial measure through as part of a broader annual defense bill, sparking intense debate over defense branding, national posture, and administrative costs. Proponents argue the name change reflects commitment to peace through military deterrence and clear strategic purpose. Opponents, however, voice concern that the overhaul will trigger a multi-million dollar rebranding expenses across global military assets, setting up a sharp showdown when the package heads to the Senate. And tensions across global energy corridors reached a boiling point today after President Trump warned that the United States would target Iranian infrastructure if maritime transit remains blocked in the Strait of Hormuz. The statement follows renewed threats from Iranian-aligned Houthi forces in Yemen targeting commercial shipping vessels along key Red Sea waterways. International oil markets reacted swiftly to the rhetoric, sending global crude prices up sharply over supply disruption fears. Naval task forces in the region have elevated their alert status, while commercial tanker operators are rerouting vessels around the Cape of Good Hope to avoid high-risk choke points. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, and that news update's been brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
The sun's out and the sale is on at Ashley and Bad Axe. Now is your chance to get the hottest deals of the season. Save up to 25% off store-wide, up to 30% off accessories, and up to 30% off end tables. Plus, summer steals starting at $399. There's never been a better time to check out our selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, and sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, and lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Want new furniture, but waiting until the kids or pets are out of the house? Skip the wait and get the furniture you want now with Nuvella Performance Fabric. Exclusive to Ashley, Nuvella is washable, stain-resistant, and fade-resistant. Stop waiting and get the looks you love. Plus, ask about our available one-year and five-year no-interest financing. Stop in and ask about our Nuvella collection and shop the Ashley Summer Savings Event at Ashley and Bad Axe today. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.